Hi and welcome. I'm the head of the data science program at ITU. I'm also a lecturer in data science and I do research here as well. I want to explain to you how data scientists work and what we think, like, and what we do. And I want to illustrate how my background in mathematics and statistics led me to become an expert witness in the UK courts. So in the background here, you see a busy nightclub in Newcastle. A few moments ago, a motorcyclist drove by the line of people waiting and took a shot at the bouncer. And the police came and there was only one piece of evidence at the scene, and that was one of the bullets from the gun. And inside that bullet was a tiny amount of DNA, which was a very difficult sample to analyze for the police because it was mixed up of DNA from many people. So there were at least five people's DNA in this tiny sample. This is a very computationally difficult problem, and the police and their forensic science providers couldn't actually handle that case. And this is where I came into play, because I'd done research for a long time into modeling statistically this kind of DNA evidence and inventing various efficient computational methods. So I was brought in and I gave evidence for the court. And there you see my claim to fame in the Newcastle Chronicles here. Prosecutors say that DNA evidence was overwhelming in this case. And that led me to feature in a series of other cases and in the media. And this came from a background in mathematics and statistics. Data science it's a new field that you can say rests on the pillar of some very well-established classical fields. Mainly computer science, statistics, and mathematics. And I think my work illustrates really well how what we do is always motivated somehow by a problem in another domain than these three. Someone has a problem, we translate it back into some technical problem that we can solve with our toolbox of computer science, statistics, and mathematics, possibly just some of them. And then once we've solved the problem, we translate it back so that other people can use it. There was a very famous big statistician called John Tukey, and he's famously quoted for saying, "The best thing about statistics is that you get to play in everyone's backyard." And this has carried over to data science. Everything we do is basically based on some other domain that has a problem. And in my case, I have the police. They have a very particular question. We found this bullet at the crime scene. We see that there is some DNA. We have the defendant. Could his DNA be in this mixture of DNA? I translate that back to a statistical problem. It's very hard to compute on, so I also need to solve some computer science, some computational problems. I have an answer and I can report back, yes, there is overwhelming evidence that the DNA of your defendant is indeed on this bullet. We deal with a huge range of questions, and I'd like to spend just a little bit of time highlighting some of them. The underpinning thing is understanding somehow connections between phenomena we see. And here we can illustrate by saying we have somehow established that there is a connection between smoking and having lung cancer. Establishing this connection is worth a lot, but we can also say something stronger. we can try to quantify in what way there is a connection. We can say, well, first of all, it's somehow smoking is causing lung cancer. So that's one way of specifying a stronger statement. Or we can say, how much more likely is it to get lung cancer if I choose to smoke than if I don't smoke? We can say, okay, so maybe it's, I don't know, 10 times more likely to get lung cancer if I smoke. But am I still likely to get lung cancer? Possibly not. And another objective, which is very prevalent, especially in machine learning, is given that I know something about a person, so say I have a specific patient, she's a female, she's 70 years old, and I know that she smokes and has this particular gene that somehow is linked to having cancer. And I just want to predict, does she actually have cancer? So you could say it's a diagnostic, or it's used for insurance companies. Is she likely to have cancer? Often these two are kind of distinguished a lot. You will hear a lot machine learning talking about prediction and statistics about quantifying things. But in practice, these are much more muddled up. It's all about somehow extracting information from data and using it to say something stronger than, I think there is a connection. Tell what is the connection? What can I conclude from this data? Because data science is resting on so many fields, you also experience that data scientists come from very, very different backgrounds, have very different aims with what they do. We are not all doing necessarily all of these disciplines. You experience the students here coming from different backgrounds. For instance, some come straight out of high school, maybe wanting to start a company of some sort, come out of high school with no specific plans, except I'm curious about data and I want to do something with data. And we also have people who have done a degree already in some completely different field and somehow want to use data science to build on top of that. And this pattern we also see among graduates in data science. So people like myself, we have as faculty, we have very many different backgrounds. So I'm from mathematics and statistics. Some of my colleagues come from physics. Some come from computer science, maybe social science. Very, very different. But there is something that we all share, and it's this kind of curiosity about data. So for instance, so this is not really a checklist. This is some thoughts that I have myself and how I would generally characterize how we think in data science. But you will often see maybe some people check, I don't know, it's more like 3 out of 5 you may check. You don't need to check them all to be a real data scientist. But one of the things is that is common is somehow being good at listening and understanding people, enjoying listening to people and somehow deciphering what their problem is. What are they talking about? Can I help them establish some connections in their what they're working on in daily life? Can I make things more efficient? In a way, you can say data science is this kind of service field. I mean, we are driven by solving something for other people. Possibly we do it by spending a whole career in front of one mathematical problem. That's fine. But it's somehow always driven and motivated by an actual problem. At least I found this very common. We hear someone has a problem and immediately we start thinking, oh no, how can I solve this? Possibly in some weird, quirky way that needs a lot of explanation. Is there a connection between things we hear? If someone says something, why is this true? This kind of inquisitive mind trying to explain what we see is very common. Would you feel excited to have some tools that enabled you to pinpoint more exactly what you feel you see? So you might see that there's an increase in COVID cases right now, but what if you actually had tools that could tell you more specifically whether there is or whether there isn't? So basically tools that back up your intuition. And then if you like paying attention to detail, like somehow working systematically, being very, very sure of what you do is correct, then data science definitely also have a place for you. The program is 3 years. It's a bachelor program. And there is a certain progression here. So we do quite advanced things and obviously need some basic tools, computer science, mathematics, statistics especially, set up your computer and such. That is done in year one. And then we also somehow need to understand how we work. This kind of pipeline that I was trying to describe with my own DNA cohort work. There is a problem in some domain, so you have to understand a little bit about the DNA and what kind of questions they want to address in court and such. Then you need to translate that into what I will call a technical problem, something that I can address using things in my toolbox. And then I also somehow need to translate back so that the police can understand what I'm talking about. That whole pipeline and how to set up, say, your computational infrastructure, that is year one. Once you have that in place, we get going on, we're ready for the very advanced techniques. So that's a lot on machine learning, deep learning, all the hot topics right now. Network analysis, natural language processing, and so on. And then when you get to year three, you get some more freedom to choose what you like to do and pursue that a bit more. So let's just quickly dive a little bit into the actual courses. You see here, the first year has linear algebra and optimization, applied statistics, algorithms, and data structures. These are mathematics, statistics, computer science, hardcore to get you started with this. There's first year projects that takes you through four mini projects in groups so that you get a feel for this flow from data problem to solved problem, using all of the understanding about the society around you, various domains, and also some of the actual infrastructure that you learn about computers. Then here, as I said, we have machine learning, network analysis, natural language processing. So basic, well, I guess you could say various models for text and extracting information from text. And then deep learning, also a hot topic in machine learning right now. And how to somehow visualize a lot of data and use that to make good decisions. And to do all of this, you need quite a bit of machinery. How does it scale if you have much more data? How do you efficiently store and structure your data? This is also covered in your second year. And your third year will be more advanced topics. How can you actually build a piece of software? This is also something I did in my work. So I made this solution for solving crime cases. I made a technical solution for it, but to actually make that into practice, I also had to implement a piece of software. And then you can have quite a bit of freedom here. You can choose some topics of your own completely freely, and then also a whole bachelor thesis that enables you to do a full data science project, either by yourself or in groups. Should talk a little bit about what it means to study once you're here. A course, so all of these are individual courses, and for each course you'll have two types of classes. One is lectures, where you are your entire year in a room, and then a person like me, a faculty, giving the lecture, talking to you. And then you have exercise sessions, which are in much smaller groups, working intensely with problems that you've tried to solve from home, discussing them with a teaching assistant, which is generally a slightly older student. And then in your first year, especially, to get some additional support. So these two types of teaching is very directly in the course topics, but sometimes you may need a little brush up on something else. Maybe you forgot a bit of your high school mathematics, or you for some reason can't get Python installed on your laptop or whatever. You might need some extra statistics help. There are measures in place to get you well underway with this. We don't assume that you will know anything about mathematics and computer science and statistics in advance. We teach it to you here. The important thing is that you have this, that you have the curiosity and you want to learn them. Lastly, if you want to see more about data science and programming and actually try doing it, we have some hands-on activities here at ITU regularly. One is the coding cafe, and one is the slightly longer program, which is IT Camp for Women. If you are interested in that, talk to one of our students or see more details at our homepage. And now we can go back to live questions.